자, 캐물 타임.
Hi everybody, welcome to another edition of HP Talk.
Yay!
as usual, I'm your average host, Kurotsuki. Today it's just me, but I'm joined by four guests. So first we have, from all the way from Costa Rica, Altered P.
Hello everyone, Altered P.
Didi Ho!
Alright, that's a good introduction. It's like your first time on the show, but you got nothing else to say?
Oh, well, it's my second CG Live concert.
Oh, you're here for CG Live?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, we're in Japan.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no. That's a little big detail that they haven't included in the presentation. Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have a regular now. He's called JT.
Hey, I'm JT.
Satoru.
I think last time I just kept saying I'm... I'm Yori P?
You're.
Yes. You're still Yori P.
I am Yori P.
But
I'm like these people. Well, actually, should I say it? No. Yeah, happy to be back.
Okay.
Thanks, Don
Juan. Wow, okay.
Well, next up, we have a first-timer, another first-timer. He's all the way from Canada, and he's Kelpa. What's up, Kelpa?
Hey, everyone. I'm from Toronto.
Ooh. Woo.
I'm a UKOP.
Yeah.
It's my first time in Japan.
Ooh.
Whoa. Nice.
How long have you been in Japan for?
6 days.
6 days.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
How'd you like Japan so far?
Obviously, the food's the best part of this.
It's all about the food.
That's the top of the list, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
All right.
100 yen too high.
Yeah.
Next up, we have another regular, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, kind
he's,
of.
He's the editor of the show, actually.
His yeah.
He's from Hong Kong. His name is Rico D'Lo, and he knows nothing.
Yeah, you're right. I know that face.
So he's responsible of all the audio tracks and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly his fault.
Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate all your efforts.
Sorry.
you'll receive my comments after this show's podcast for sure.
Thank you.
We were supposed to have another guest, but he's kind of sleeping.
So. He passed out. He tried.
Sorry, Moy.
Sorry, Moy.
Yeah. So, to recap, basically I've been in Japan for like 2 months now. Been inventing a lot. It's been crazy. It's been fun. I'm probably going to do like a full live report that of everything I've been to since I was in Japan after I go back to Canada. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask our guests who've been here for like a week and they have managed to attend a couple of events. JT. We were, the two of us, at Azusa, Tadakuro Azusa's Live on the 7th.
Yep.
What did you think about it?
I think that was probably the closest rock-like event that I've ever been to. That was pretty rock. I knew Kurozu was a bit on the rock side of things when it comes to music. I finally fully realized that when I went to her live, because that was a mosh pit.
Yeah, we got a mosh pit because we were in the center.
Mosh pit, live band, yakai people. Everything about rock performances that you can pick up.
Actually, Rico, you were at the live too. What did you think about that?
Well, it's interesting, I guess. But at this point, I think... that life is the most interesting and most wonderful thing in this trip.
Now.
Yeah.
Kurozu's life.
Yeah, Kurozu's life.
Okay, interesting.
Because it's more, it's different when you look at her in the stage and you look at her in median life.
Uh-huh.
So it's so different.
Yeah.
But it's hard to believe they're the same person at that time, but at the end you realize that okay, they're the same person, but how could they be this different?
Yeah, because she has a different image that she projects from when she's on stage on for her solo career than when she's on stage for like Meet and Live or something.
Mm.
Right? Yeah, like Morgan, her character is not really like the rock
person.
Yeah, that's a different character.
Well, if Morgan is rock, there's a problem there. Yeah.
Interesting though. Yeah.
Like, where were you during Live?
At the back, I think.
Okay, so you avoided the replacement.
Yeah, yeah, I'm safe there. And those people in front of me, that's so soft. So I can see the stage clearly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice spot.
Okay, let's go.
God damn, I should have done that.
Yeah, man.
If there's anything, something of note, we rushed to the concert right after landing on a plane.
Oh yeah, you did.
The same day.
You did, more than you did.
Yeah. So, damn, it took all the energy we had, what little sleep we had, and whatever we could do to, like, you know, avoid getting knocked over or avoid flying because something collided or someone collided with you during the Korozu concert. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I do remember you looking very sleepy before the concert started.
Yeah.
And then when amidst the chaos, well, you were pretty awake.
You had to.
Yeah, to be.
For your own survival, you have to.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah, man.
And speaking of which, I'm also alive at the same day.
Yeah, you're
the
same
day. We're pretty crazy people.
Yeah.
So for what it's worth, the first, because Kurazu had two sessions, Friday and Saturday. I didn't really enjoy this Friday session much. Mm-hmm. It's not really because of Korowazu, it's really because in the center of the mosh pit, I was not prepared for that level of araki that Enshu when we were there. Mm-hmm. But on the second day, so I went on the side and I got to properly enjoy Korowazu songs. I do have to say that some of the songs she sings do feel like Lisa's songs, but then also I'm told that Lisa is kind of a, like not like a role model, but she kind of aspires to be somebody like Lisa. Oh. So I guess it makes sense that her songs will sound like Lisa.
Does,
like,
Lisa have rock songs?
I think Lisa has a lot of rock songs.
Okay, makes sense.
So Kurazu is like really, she's kind of really polished, but I feel like she can be better, and she will be better in a couple of years. So that's definitely an artist to look for, and she's from MML, so that's good.
And English.
Mm.
English.
Yes.
So while I went to Kurazu Day 2, I believe JT and Rico went to see Amami Asora.
Yep.
Also known as Tenshin. So
first live.
So mm-hmm. first live, yeah.
Yes, first live. First live, second performance.
Uh-huh.
First performance was in, was it Osaka? Right?
Yeah, I think it was Osaka. Osaka.
Yeah, and then this one was in Nagano.
Yeah.
Tokyo, whatever.
It was in Tokyo, right?
Yeah.
Nagano Sun Plaza.
Nagano Sun
Plaza. Yeah, that's the place.
So how was Tenshin?
Very very straightforward, and everything I expected it to be.
I'll be honest, I've not listened to your album, so I do not... Like, the only thing I know of our album is what I've heard when I was walking in front of gamers. Which, it sounded great.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like what kind of songs does she usually sing?
She has a different kinds of songs. Mm. I think she had the rock ones, the rock songs.
She has rock songs.
Yeah.
Mm. I have a hard time picturing Tenshin singing rock songs.
So rock-ish songs is the opening to Akumi ga Kill. Skyreach. Skyreach is pretty good. I like that.
Wait. Tenshin sings the opening song for Akame ga Kill?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his first single ever.
Yeah.
But that's not new. That's old.
Yeah.
Kind of old, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
2 years, I don't know.
2 years ago.
She also sang the second ending to Akame ga Kill.
Interesting.
But that was more of a ballad, right?
Yeah.
That's Tsukiyagari.
This is what I mostly expect from Tenshin. I was under the impression that she sings mostly ballads.
No, not at all. She has one of each at least.
Okay.
And then when I attended the first ever Tricell Live,
mm-hmm.
she introduced a new song that was a background song for, I think, what game was that? But the
something Ray.
Yeah, but the name of the song is Velvet Rays.
Oh, okay. Got that.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
So it's not rock, but it's like very epic kind of song. So other than that, like there were those kinds of songs. There were some ballads, and there were some songs that I think Tricell would sing. Like very how do I say
it? Epic.
No, not epic. Like
very a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very straightforward. The Nakano Sun Plaza was like a properly seated hall.
Mm-hmm.
So there were definitely no jumping around. And
did people get up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There were the use of props were nice. Tsukiyagari actually had a spotlight that looked like that resembled the moon.
Mm. Did she have a life then?
No,
it was a karaoke box.
She had a background.
I don't think the fan you can fit a live band.
Okay.
She had background dancers.
Yeah.
Oh, background dancers.
For some reason.
Wow. For all the songs or only
for
most of the songs.
Most of the songs.
Interesting.
Four background.
Wow. Back that's cool.
What else? The custom chain. The costume.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my God.
For the first... So there were 18 songs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Songs 1 to 9, she had like a, what do you call it, blouse or dress or whatever.
Yeah, it's a dress, but inside there is a suit or something.
Yeah, yeah. So the dress looked like it was long sleeves, right?
Yeah.
The 11th song, background dancer just strip off the sleeves and she like sleeveless. Like, wow. Like,
wow. God.
I wasn't ready for this.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was like, whoa. Like, the audience just lost it. And then she had another costume change.
Mm-hmm.
She changed into t-shirt. The performance t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, you buy at the merchandise.
Mm-hmm. So that was a fun one.
Yeah.
I guess it's safe to say that you enjoy Tenchan Life.
Oh, good, definitely.
So you'll go back.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Oh, of course. In fact, I might see her again.
Yes, you will. I'm sure you will.
See her again this year. Like this year, I mean like 2 months from now.
Yeah.
Sasuga.
Yeah, Sasuga.
All right. And then I guess on Monday, it was Moi who's sleeping. Sorry. Kelpa, Rico, and I, who went to Miku's birthday live.
Yeah.
It's actually a pre-birthday live. Mm. She did it on Monday. It was a holiday. It was like 2 days before her birthday live, which was actually yesterday. Right. But anyway, besides the point. So, Kelpa, that was actually your first live in Japan. What did you think about seeing Miku live?
It was different. Like, I've been to... Hatsune Miku in New York as well as Toronto.
You were Miku in New York?
Another Miku
in New York.
Miku in New York.
That virtual Miku.
Okay. Sounds about right.
I mean, obviously, North America is not as... doesn't know as much calls and...
as fortunate.
Yes, it was. So it wasn't as crazy as it was.
Mm.
So, I guess when I first walked in, you're gonna notice an area in the back. It's just an open area with a little fence, and everyone else is like, seated.
Standing there.
Yeah. So I thought that was weird at first. Like, you already have people standing there, but then there's still open seats.
You're like, why are those people standing there? What's going on?
That doesn't make sense!
Not enough seats for them.
Wow.
These people are idiots.
Yeah. Oh my god! And then life starts.
And then it starts. And I'm not sure how to explain that.
Yeah, actually.
And then you understand what they're doing
I
there.
Understand. Yeah. Mm. No, maybe.
So yeah, basically, so the all standing area in the back is basically just people who go full out and just yell insanities.
Yeah,
live.
But not everyone though. But not everyone.
Of course,
okay.
Not everyone, because of course,
yeah,
some people did not get a chance to get a seat. But like, at least it's like 90% of the people in the all-sitting area are there just so I call them the yakais, because they're
kind of yakai.
They're kind of yakai, but yeah.
Explain what yakai.
Yeah. So okay.
Yakai. So technically, I'll be explaining that yakai is like somebody's like doesn't really fit. Let's say you're in a group, and everybody like likes to go straight, but then some other people show up and like to not go straight. They like to like go on the side and go back, reverse, back, front, reverse. So they don't fit like the general group. So those people are yakai. Terribly explain that.
Yeah,
you make it sound like a misfit.
Okay,
it's basically what a yakai is. Yakai is a misfit. Like he does not belong. He does things. He's
only makes sense to themselves.
Yeah, only makes sense to them.
Yes. So they always think they are on the stage or something, and the one on the stage is the background music or something.
Yeah.
Everyone is looking at them, so they make them do those. Kind of weird dancing or something,
So
yeah.
Someone who doesn't read the mood or someone who creates
Yeah,
movement.
Yeah.
They create their own mood, basically.
Yeah.
So the Mikula was pretty interesting to me because it felt like it was part live, part comedy show.
Comedy show,
yeah, because I was in the back, not too far from the standing area, and we got to, because we could hear the yakais very, very clearly.
Yeah.
We could hear them. We could see them. Did you know that they jumped on the fucking fences?
Yeah, I know that.
It's crazy.
It's so fucking crazy.
Because there's a fence separating the all standing area from the sitting area. And those yakais would just jump on the fence and just like waving all around. So when Miku sings, they have this like chant like, oh, they no Miku! And then just like just yell things, and while Miku is speaking, the whole sitting area is quiet because you're trying to listen to what Miku is saying.
Yeah.
But back then, the all standing area, the yakai, she was just like speaking very loudly to each other, as if it didn't matter what Miku was saying.
Mm.
When Miku says something, they just yell like Oremo, Oremoski. Like at some point, I forgot. Like Miku was speaking. I forgot what it was. I think it was like maybe she said she likes uni. Like she had this like challenge, video challenge, where she had to like climb somewhere and pick like food that she's gonna reward herself with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like a rock climbing.
Rock climbing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Rock climbing. Yeah.
So on the day session.
It's a comedy show.
I remember one of the comments about it.
So on the day session, she goes pick up the uni because she likes uni. Uni's like the top thing on the list. So she likes uni. And she's like, oh yeah. She's talking about how she's really happy that she got uni because she really likes uni. And then just. Idiot in the background who's like, yo, I like tuna though.
So uni is the cow meat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
what is it?
Cow meat.
Cow meat.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So
just like telling, it's just funny the way he expressed his expression for something. Exactly. Who gives a shit?
Nobody. You guys. Yeah.
Nobody. And they don't care. That's the whole point of the yakai. They're just there. They make their own fun. They have fun.
but someone's fun, you know?
The entire life, like all 2 hours of them, we're just those people doing whatever. Okay, so during like some songs, like she has a bridge. In like the bridge, like she sings very slowly before she starts back up.
Yeah.
So during the bridge, like everybody's just like, you know, like clapping, singing like this.
Right. Yeah, that. Right.
But the guys in the background, they're like. during the bridge, and everybody's like, what's
my fuck?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to be in the same venue with that kind of guys. I'd probably just
jump from my chair and start punching people. I don't
know. No, you can't, because it's hilarious. You just look at them and you're like, wow, these people are just doing whatever the fuck they want.
How many of them were there?
Dude, there were like at least 20, maybe 30, I don't know.
I grabbed that chair and started getting to
it. Like,
no.
Yeah, actually, that happened before in other events, so.
I guess. Yeah, no, I'll be really stressed about it. It's like, I want to join the show.
No, it's a surprise. Yeah, there's like too many of them, and they're just, again, they're making their own fun. They're
probably too old for this.
So today, today Niku had it was a birthday. Sorry, last night she had a birthday live, mini live, free live, which was at Sunshine City in Kibukoro. The good thing about, well, the good thing, like, the interesting thing about Sunshine City is that it's the exact same place in the City Roller Girls anime where New Generation had the first performance and Nia was disappointed.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, like, the same crew came back for Miku. So, like, during the bridge, the slow part, there was this idiot. He was like...
Not one though. A lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them. So it's not just one person who does it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's so bad.
And because Sunshine City is a mall, so I guess the space was bigger, perhaps. So yes, there were less people, and it's on like on three floors, so you could just like go wherever you wanted. And so in the background, there were like people just doing wotake, like cracking jewels all over the place, So Miku, so what I've noticed so far is that the Million Life Seiyus attract a lot of weird people.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe say weirder people.
Weirder people.
Do they like tuna?
I used to like tuna. Miku's life.
But what I like about the Miku Yokais are, I find them hilarious. Because, unlike the people at Kuroazu who just jump on you and just like to push you, like fuck you.
The jump in the mosh pit is like, yeah, use the
metal. Yeah, the mosh pit. I'm a fuck the mosh pit. I'm not there to elbow you or being elbowed. I'm there to have fun. Meanwhile, the Yakais and Miku, they're not like that. They're just busy doing their own fun, you know?
Why don't we put those Yakais guys in the middle of mosh pit then?
Oh, well, there'll be even more chaos.
But there's going to be a movie.
I will enjoy that. Do you
guys
have
tuna?
So, yeah, tuna! Have an apple.
Yeah, it was just, it's like just like those people just yelling whatever they wanted, like when the first, the day session ended, it was like, so Miku was like, you know, like doing her last final speech, and there's this guy in the back, and I was like, Ito Miku Sukine! Ito Miku Sukine! I'm like, what?
Okay,
it's not like she's gonna ask your name or something.
But Miku...
Oh my god.
Miku ended it very, very, very well, though, I have to say.
Yeah.
So what I've noticed is that on the day of her life at... I forget what it was. But anyway, the day of her life, I think because of earpiece and the way the venue said, she was not necessarily hearing everything that the Yakai were saying. Okay. Because today, the venue being smaller and more open air, she could hear people.
And
you could tell she was gonna laugh a couple of times.
Yeah, I know that.
Wait, she was gonna what?
Laugh. She was trying really, really hard to not laugh.
Yeah, because of what they do, what they said, so...
Oh, that hilarious.
Yeah, that's so hilarious.
Especially like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm at the front row of the...
you were front row, right?
Yeah. The Sunshine City event. So, when I look at her, yeah, you're doing good. Peacekeeper. No, you guys, stop it. I don't want to see the one on the stage. Stop. Okay, you guys, stop, please.
I feel like Miku is easily distracted.
Last night in Nahama made me feel like that. Like, she used to just lose
concentration?
Yeah, Zeno's concentration is like.
Right, because yeah, last night she had a namai when she was
but
I don't blame it to the champagne.
But the namai is different because the namai you don't have to perform or something, so you don't have to keep your profession or something.
Yeah, but you see the music video, like he's like looking at you and he's looking at the floor.
In the bathtub.
I'm not sure. If
okay. Right. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm also thinking that. But okay. To be fair. She is midnight and she was under 20 at the time.
I totally agree with that.
I don't blame her. It was funny to watch.
Yes.
If anything, I want to watch Miku for the hilarity.
You should go to Miku events just to see the yokais.
I came here for the yokais, not for the idol.
Not for you. Sorry.
I mean, like, to be fair, Miku doesn't have that many songs. Like, so, like, today was the release of her major debut. Do you know what people did?
What?
They bought like 3 to 4 even more Watashikai tickets.
Actually it's trendy something.
Just to buy time for
So basically what happens is like you go, you get your bromide and then you go back to the end of the line. But by the end of it, there were only like 5 people left. Mm. So the same five people just like loop.
Keep looping. Then at the time there's only 2 people left.
And they allowed it?
Yeah, because they bought that.
So hold on, you cannot exchange the tickets all at the same time, you have to do it one by one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair game.
Yeah.
I guess so.
That's hilarious.
It's just
It's hilarious. It's hilarious, man. Yeah. There's only 2 people looping.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. One ticket is 10 seconds, for example. It's like, isn't it better if I had 3 tickets to talk 30 seconds instead of doing all the road? It's like, hi again, I have 10 seconds.
Yeah. Because you
Japan logic.
Japan logic.
Okay, so
we don't do that.
No, exactly. Well, we don't. I don't loop, bro.
Yeah,
but it was funny though.
It's fun to see.
I don't know what it was. So it's like,
Mackinon's thing?
I can't remember Mackinon's thing.
But yeah, it's yeah.
But we didn't loop though. We looped once.
The same ticket? Oh, with 1 ticket?
We got 2 tickets.
Oh, okay. Fair game.
That's fair game. But those people have like 6.
It's also fair game.
Yeah, no, sure. No, they paid for it, of course. It's just it's hilarious to witness. So by the end of it, like once one of them was done with his tickets, everybody in the audience was just clapping like,
you're the guy, man.
And then over there.
Yeah.
I love tuna.
You love tuna.
Miku has interesting fans.
Her life is also interesting though.
Yeah, her life is interesting. So I guess we didn't really talk about it. But again, so she does not really have that many songs out. So I think she has like 3 songs from on this single that just came out.
Mm.
The rest of the songs she did were character songs.
And everyone should buy her a single.
Right. Character songs, Stylips cover because she's in Stylips, right?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And also Pixies covers because she's in Pixies.
Oh, yes, she is.
Moi. Moi.
Oh, look at
that. But anyway, and also, she did 2 anime cover songs. She did Clarice and I forget this one.
Stylips. Everyone is Tangent,
I forget, anyway, she did 2 cover songs, and also the thing is, she's huge Tokusatsu fan.
Oh.
So she did a couple of Kamen Rider covers, and Super Sentai covers.
Isn't Madoka's song?
Right, no, but that's Clarice.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that one.
Right. Oh, she did the Super Stream.
Oh, that was the first song.
Yeah, the first song, yeah. The first cover song. So I know Miku was pretty fun. So if you're in Japan and you have the chance to go see Miku, I highly recommend that you do it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Because Miku is cute. She's really Genki. She's like, I think you described her as like a little sister that grows up. Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of what she is.
I say this with sincerity.
Like, I really, really, really want to give her more support. So she's cute, she's fun, she's great. And her audience is fantastic. So, proceed.
Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah. I mean, that pretty much covers it for events with White 2.
There were other events.
I'm gonna have to like edit things because I didn't do it in order. But anyway,
rail.
Cut. There are some upcoming CD releases. There's Platinum Master 2, which came out last month. Mm. It has the code to apply for the P meeting. I do not know until when you have to apply for the P meeting, but and Platinum Master 03 should come out this week.
October 19th.
So next week. I have fallen behind on the Platinum Star DLC, but I believe LTE 2 is coming out this week also.
What's that?
LTE 2?
Yeah, it's already now.
It's already out?
Yeah.
LTE 2. Did you apply for ML?
Not for the past 4? Year. I was going to buy it here.
Okay. So, reminder, there's a lottery going on right now for Million Life Fourth Life next year, and I believe you have until November to apply.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a Starline Master 006 that is coming out soon. Do not exactly know what it types into. In game news, the PSVR IMAS CGVR is coming out very soon, same time as PSVR. It was at the Tokyo Game Show, which I attended, but I never got the chance to try it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, I believe the main reason most of us are here, CG4.
Yeah!
And 3 days.
3 days?
3 days.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of TGS, they announced a couple of things like the Million Star live in Taiwan.
Don't please.
Mm-hmm. No mention of Taiwan.
The pain is real.
It's the Hong Kong pea salty that he does not get, and Taiwan does.
Okay. The thing is, so Taiwan, as you guys know, Taiwan always get the good shit, right? So,
Taiwan is deep paradise.
Eriko Rendera and Nati Festival was there, and Fisher Minister with Eriko and Mingus in there. And also, now is this, and before that is the Taiwan Game Show had a stage for IMAS, and Eriko and Atabon was there, and also Gamipi. The Death Free was doing a torso, and then giving the 10th puppet with the signature out. But you have to pre-order it all night, but the thing is, Taiwan always get the good shit.
Of course, Taiwan is.
Yeah, and come on, it's not that far from Hong Kong. Come on, give Hong Kong some shit, man.
It's pretty much the same distance.
Come on.
So there's this theory that says that we talked about it some chats last week or something like that. That Taiwan gets to get all those things because they're basically Japan point two.
Yeah, right.
They're like the Chinese version of Japan.
Mm. It's the it's a prefecture.
It's kind of like it's kind of like
yeah, it's kind of like that.
In a way, in a way. So it's like it's easier for Japan to go do things in Taiwan because they have the same kind of mentality. Because you know, like Japanese events are really, really complex and complicated things to organize outside of Japan.
Yeah,
so it's just easier for them to do it in Taiwan, which is another prefecture. So Taiwan ML Pro, MCO Pro, and the ML.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go, Rico?
Nope.
No.
You know, actually, the thing is, if I go to a Taiwan ML event and they were going to, hey, everyone in Taiwan, I love you guys. I'm a Hong Kong people and I was there because, okay.
Oh, come okay. on, you cannot use that argument to not go.
Well, yes, thank you, thank you.
It's so
thank
close, others. It's so close, you should
Yeah, I might be, but I don't know because I'm doing the P meeting and the ML4.
Yeah,
so
what's the problem?
Yeah.
I can understand that argument.
Come on, man.
Hey.
But maybe they will do the live event something because it's 90s and it's the same venue as the 90 festival they did live event in Hong Kong.
Really?
So
oh really?
Yeah, so maybe they will do this.
Interesting.
I hope they will do this because they will save a lot of money.
If they do it, when they will announce it? I think two months ago. 3 months
before the starts. Yeah, before the thing starts.
Oh, so you have time to prepare just in case.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah, come on.
Come on, it's only 3 hours playing it.
That's not a plan, though.
What do you think about what do you think about the Million Star event in Taiwan? Are you gonna go?
Stop.
No. This trip pretty much drains me, I guess. So there won't be any future Japan trips for me. You know?
Whoa!
This year at least.
It's a long way to Canada. Okay?
Yeah. It's only 10 hours.
Only make it sound
only 10. Okay, only 10. Okay,
only 10. I had to travel 14 hours.
What kind of plane you take? Alright, 14 hours. Same difference. It's only 4 hours more.
Yeah,
4
hours.
Okay, 4 hours more, yeah.
It's nothing, yeah,
4
hours.
Yeah, nothing changed, right?
No.
JT, no, please. You and I, we're used to that thing.
The weekend there.
I'm still trying to get used to it.
You've been tripping more than I have been this year.
I will accept the argument like last year, probably.
Yeah. What about you, JT? Are you planning to go? Are you going?
For what?
A million star in Taiwan.
When is that?
It's in sometime in April, I think.
April is.
It's moody. It looks moody. Like no.
Yeah, it has any
wait, only has. Who does he have?
I forget who, but he has pretty good cast.
Eriko.
Mingosu. Is Asobon gonna be there?
Asobon?
Is she gonna be there?
Asobon is gonna be there.
She's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Azumin.
Azumin, Mocho, right? Mocho.
Yuriko. No, not Yuriko. Miku.
Miku.
Yuriko. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miku.
And Pyeong.
Who?
Pyeong. Pyeong.
Pyeong.
Pyeong.
Oh.
But she's Korean.
Yeah, something like that. Actually, we will get back the prom issue later and Tendon, I guess.
Tendon,
I think Tendon is there. And Nazi is also there.
Yeah, you
should
say anyway.
Yeah.
Korean.
Korean. Actually, now I look at proms. She should be in the Kimchi Mas.
Wow.
For real?
For real, of course.
Kimchi
Mas? Yeah, man.
Are you assuming? Yeah.
No, are you assuming for her, the way she looks?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Now, only now.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a special.
No.
What's your answer?
I'd love to, but yeah, and my country has a special case that you need to apply for a visa for Taiwan also. Oh, plus really? The visa for United States in order to take the connection flight, so it's really complicated. Plus a 20 hours flight, so...
It's only 20 hours.
It's only 20 hours, I know, but... it's complicated.
Got it.
Well, I didn't know you need a visa for a transfer.
I need a visa.
If you exit, yeah. There's another event coming up soon, so AFA Singapore. I believe our very own JT is going.
Yep,
of course.
Yep.
So who are you hyped for besides the...
The usual suspects.
Usual suspects.
Who would be, like, all seven of them?
All seven?
Seven of them?
Oh, wait, there's more than seven. Wow.
I think there were 12, but...
Okay.
Besides Wake Up Girl, who is going to talk to Singapore that you are interested in?
Oh, yeah. Konami is gone.
I didn't know you like Konami.
Yeah, me too.
You didn't know?
No.
Nobody asked, but now you do.
Surprise.
Surprise.
You didn't see that coming.
Wait, who else is going?
Ivan Mimoni.
You know him?
I would like to see her, but not as hype as...
Interesting.
Yeah, so yeah, that's should be fun. Oh, I'm seeing a Cinderella girl there.
Yeah, of course you are, but she's a wake-up girl.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm not both.
Wise words from Jason.
Interesting.
Should be fun, but man, the seats are clusterfuck.
Yeah, the seats are terrible. That's what I heard. Yeah.
How can VIPs get worse seats than non-VIPs?
Well,
I feel very important already.
Thank you, Sozo.
Hashtag live stuff.
I believe there's also a listening time one coming up very soon. Are you going?
Almost going.
Really?
Interesting.
What stop you?
The flight?
Really? That's your excuse?
Yes.
But isn't listening time one a week after?
A week after
Alpha? So why just not stay in Alpha for like a week?
And I don't have the days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they should do it.
Mm.
So I'm gonna be going from, and I already booked my Singapore flight, so I'm gonna be going back.
Okay,
And then 2 days, and then go back.
Well, you can do this.
Interesting.
Lisani, my points of interest: Tenchan, of course.
Of course,
yeah.
Mayan, of course.
Who's going to Lisani? Like Tenchan, like you just Tenchan, but is she as Tenchan or is it Triso?
Both.
Triso. Both. Oh. Yeah. Both. 2 days, right?
Tenchan and as Triso.
Wow.
And Mayan. So I'm gonna be wearing my freshly bought Tenchan live boots.
Interesting.
But yeah.
So you're wearing Tenchan's outfit and Maya's outfit?
The parka?
Yeah.
Right?
Maya just woke up.
Hi, boy. Yes, I did.
And then Maya's shirt.
I think it's not the first time you will try something like this.
You can do what Tenchan does. In the
same thing as
in the life, yeah.
Well, in the backup dancer helping you.
Okay.
Sasuke.
But who else is there?
Minase Yori.
Yeah.
Minase Yori.
Ape.
Oh,
what?
Yes.
Ape.
I'm triggered.
Okay, yeah. But you can't go though.
Damn it,
it's Taiwan.
Yeah, I'll take care of her for you.
Wow. Is Ayape going as Ayape or is she going as Cinderella girl?
She's
MC.
Yeah, he's MC.
She's MC.
Yeah. Even better, right?
Oh, man.
Shut up, Rico.
Yeah.
I am not going to Lisani, although I'm really, really tempted, but I can't really afford it. One thing that I'm curious about as far as Lisani is concerned is like, it's just alive. It's actually just really like Japan formula, so there's not going to be like autograph stations and stuff like that.
Maybe the VIPs get autographs. I don't know.
Some gift, I think.
Is the VIP sold out?
Oh, yeah, within 5 seconds.
Well, then I'm not going to in the same title. Fuck that shit.
But...
Because if they had autograph sessions, I would have flown right away.
But there is a Tricera fan meeting
I don't try so.
Yeah, so
I am mocho, but I don't try so.
Okay.
You mocho?
You did not know I'm mocho.
I thought. Well, I heard something, but
yeah, what?
Doesn't matter.
What did you okay. hear?
Okay. You better cut.
Is it about my children thing?
Yeah.
Oh, mm. Of course. Why would she the yeah, if I didn't watch her?
I don't know.
Okay. Alright.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway. So speaking like in the really, really far future, there's a January there's gonna be a team meeting.
Yay!
You're going to that, Rico.
I'm so excited. I'm ready for that.
You're ready for that.
Yeah. But my ticket isn't. I mean my fight ticket isn't.
Okay, I was didn't we give you tickets? Like, where was...
Yeah, I already got my life ticket, but when you look at the fight ticket, it's like double the price.
But you're Hong Kong, it shouldn't be hard to get flight tickets to Japan.
Yeah, because...
You can even go growing or swimming.
Chinese New Year, man. Chinese New Year.
So, alright.
Exactly is the day.
Really?
Wait, yeah. So I have a question. You're gonna skip Chinese New Year to go to a team meeting. Are your parents not gonna disown you or something?
No. The only problem probably is that he won't get that red envelope with the money.
Great shame upon your dynasty.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you have to atone with your ancestors. Yeah,
actually, my family always get travel in the Chinese New Year holiday, so.
Okay, right. So no problem.
But. No problem. I have to pay the ticket myself, so that's the problem.
Why don't you get by? We said no events for a long time.
Yeah.
So when's the next time we see you in Japan?
Hopefully sometime next year.
Okay, alright.
So definitely aiming for like a winter.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, so it's ML4 then.
L4 is a bit too close, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a little too soon.
Probably
during summer then?
Or I would like to avoid
summer.
Yeah, yeah. Summer is not.
It's not that bad.
It's not good.
October.
You say that because you live in the jungle.
Of course, I live in the jungle.
Every day is 20 degrees.
Yeah, exactly. I wake up with the monkeys howling. Yeah, you can check my Twitter. I hit record one of them once.
God damn.
So you actually is Taishan.
No, I'm way advanced for that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
no one wants to see that.
What about you, JT? PBD, what's up?
Very not clear.
Do you know that we might have tickets?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so what's happening? Well, like...
What's happening?
Shouldn't talk about this in the radio. Doesn't matter.
There are tickets. If there's a will, there's a way.
So, there's this thing called Valkyrie.
Valkyrie.
They're from this Macross Delta series, and they happen to have their second life on the same date as the first day of the P meeting. I happen to know that some people, maybe me, might be ditching the meeting to attend this Valkyrie thing second life.
That's kind of heartbreaking to me.
A truly dilemma.
Yeah.
It's not a dilemma. It's not a dilemma at all.
It's not?
It's not.
It's not.
Well, it's more like documentary, I think.
We don't... Okay, we do not even know what the P meeting is going to be about.
Well, it's alive.
We can guess. No, it has not been said it's alive. We do not know. We can speculate.
We can speculate
because, yes, it's expensive. It's 2 days long. It's in the same venue as Knife. Probably at least 4 hours long. So this, like, the logical thing is that it's going to be alive. Also, as somebody said, by the time the team meeting happens, there's going to be at least like 10 new songs at the rate that Namco releases DLCs.
Mm-hmm.
But we still don't know what it's going to be about. It's called Producer Meeting Fun to the New Vision. Are they going to talk about the new game, Idol Master game? Are they going to talk for like 2 hours?
You don't know if it's alive or not?
Nobody knows what it is.
Actually,
back when 3-4 months ago, there's Nikurama, where Gamepi is there.
Okay.
So I remember Gamepi was said something, why the P-meeting called P-meeting? Because the anniversary life is going to attach to the all three contents now. The ML, the CG, and the Namco.
Really?
So they want to separate the thing. They call the Namco only life to become the P meeting.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah, I think he said. Like, maybe
we'll
I was wrong.
Double check this information and post the edit in the link.
Yeah, comment on the comment section, please.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, like besides what Rico believes he heard. Do not recall any other information like that. So, as far as I'm concerned, we do not know what the P-meeting is going to be like.
I don't think it's going to be like last year with Mingos was in Nakano.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So the thing is, like, they've done producer meetings before. Okay. They've done one after the movie was released. But it was a Zeb Driver City or something like that. And, like, way less people, way cheaper.
And everyone got a pasta.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Everyone got a limited Parker, and there's not a for sale.
Of course not.
Yeah, and it looked awesome.
Of course. But yeah, so producer meeting has happened before. It was a talk show. This one seems like
everything.
Everybody?
We don't know. Because you think about it, like the Tokyo Gymnasium is like a venue that holds 10,000.
Two days.
We're gonna have something that long? Can't be a talk show. Talk shows only last.
Right. Actually, when you have Mingos and Eiko and every other one, you can do a talk show in 2 days. So
right, they're like 12 girls. It's true.
Yeah.
Luckily enough, they're able to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't know. I'm sure they'll release more information as we go on, but so far we do not know. So it's just better not to speculate.
We keep the mystery. Then.
We keep the mystery, and I'll go to Valkyrie. So, I mean,
I will cut that. I will cut that.
My heart is broken somehow.
I'm sorry, Alfred.
I can live with that. It's not the first time.
But
no. It's not the first time.
But in a way, going to Valkyrie a second, I do see IMAS a bit because Naobo is in there, and Yasukichiyo is in there too. So in a way.
Moving on.
Okay.
Alright, so after the P meeting, Lisani and Valkyrie, which are all colliding, there's gonna be Sidem Second.
Yay!
Sidem Second is sometime in February if I recall correctly. What do you say, Alter? Is that something you would like to go see?
Of course, I will see my guys at SIM.
Right.
I want to see Study Equals Magic every time I can.
So the first lottery already happened for Sidem Second. Most people I know failed it. Some other people I've
heard. The Zenitsu is real. I mean,
Zenitsu is always real with Sidem. I know there's an in-game lottery currently right now, but we don't have like much details of another lottery, so...
Anyone who plays Sidem?
I do know people who play Sidem, but I don't know. It's
everyone like, wants to go to Lives?
Not that I know of.
That are able to.
It's a
special subset.
Yeah. The first Live, right? The first Sidem Live, right?
Sidem Live.
Yeah. P in Hong Kong and then... Yeah,
they're going to Sidem Second.
Yeah, they're also going to Sidem Second.
I want to go to Sidem Second, but I mean, like, if I'm gonna try Ipan, I hope that this like Ipan does not include like 20 seats like Sidem First. So it's gonna be interesting. Then ML4th, I think we talked about it with the LT event. ML4th is coming up soon, March next year. It's gonna be a 3-day event, Budokan.
Yeah,
that's really big.
Budokan.
Yeah, so they've released the guest list so far.
Minus one.
Is that what you said?
Minus one. Everybody minus one.
Exactly, because we're missing
Tanitarisa,
who's unfortunately to take a break from voice acting for medical reasons. So the first day, if I recall correctly, is going to be the blue day. The second day is going to be the yellow day. And the last day, the third day, is going to be the red day. So...
Shit. I have assets in all 3 days.
Let's see. Yeah. Oh.
God damn.
So I'm mostly, mainly interested in the blue day. I'm still going to apply for all the days. We'll see how it goes. But I'm really, really banking on the first day.
Mm-hmm. The Friday?
So, Friday, yeah. The blue day. The blue day has, like, I'm a Mogami P, right?
Red.
So blue days, yeah. What do you mean, really?
I didn't know that.
I don't have my P card?
I think you did, but I didn't pay attention, I guess.
I heard, Rico. That really
sorry.
Hurts.
Oh, really?
Do you know that I'm a Mika P?
I know that.
You know that I'm a Mika P?
I know you are a Mika P, but I think you quit Wikipedia. I think you did it. Am I okay. Born?
No one knows what million P I am.
I know.
You're a Shiho.
I know.
Shiho.
I am
Shiho. Yes.
You're not the Shiho. I know you're a DD in this part.
Like yeah, everybody. we start with the obvious thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so. Like your Shiho Emily. There are like two more, if you
get Ume-sama. Ume, yeah, Ume-sama. Ume, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Gumi.
Oh, damn.
Gumi,
right, because that, Steph that you went to see on. Exactly.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Ume-sama. My bad, sorry.
Oh, I'm gonna see her soon too.
Exactly.
Sunday, right?
Show off.
Alright, I believe now this really concludes the current event. So now let's talk about the main reason we're all here.
CG4. Born with
Steve,
guys.
CG4.
Oh, maybe more can.
Yeah, more with Joyous.
SSA.
More subs.
What?
Yeah.
Catch up.
It's CG4 time. I'm out. Wait. She's in.
Oh, I guess Moi's out too.
Oh, shit.
So, Kappa, what exactly are you looking forward to the most at ML4?
Well, I mean, I play Starlight Stage a lot. So, they've been releasing a lot of, like, singles that's first played in the game itself. And then, apparently I hear the Kobe Live, they played a lot of that as well.
They did, it was amazing.
Yeah, so that's what I'm really looking forward to.
I just realized, I do not know who you like in Cinderella Girls.
All right. Everyone, right?
Yeah, I don't hate anyone.
Oh, dude.
It's not about hating, it's like you... Cool. It's hard to choose one.
I did not know you were such a DD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't expected. That's a really open answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I find you like media a lot.
Let's not get that public.
Oh,
that's classified information.
Wow.
I just sound like JT.
What?
Wow. I thought it was live.
What?
Hi.
Oi.
So, you can't choose. Let's
can't really choose. Can you choose them? Okay.
Interesting. What about you?
A lot of the songs are really good to me.
Now, you confuse the songs with the character, man. Be careful with that,
that's the best way to put it, yeah.
I've been in that role before.
Oh.
How do you... Well, no. Oh, I want to know the answer of the
main question. Yeah, I don't want to know that.
No. Do you ask a question?
So how did you overcome that?
Overcome what?
Yeah, how did you take it to the next level?
Take it to the next level. Oh, you just rap more than one. That's it.
Oh.
As simple as that?
As simple as that.
So you just become a DD.
Well, there are 2 days in the live, right? So
yeah,
you rap one, you rap the other.
Okay.
Oh.
Well,
that
would
so
work for
wrong.
Me in some
this
way,
is
actually.
Extremely wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
It's
so
it's alright, it's wrong.
actually.
It's all right.
It's not Tumble Man.
No, we're talking about CG now, but ML3 has 3 days, so an opportunity comes in. Come on, guys. You gotta adapt to the situation.
You will be a master of disguise for those 3 days.
Hey, I wore 2 happies at once in one event.
You did?
What do you mean?
He wore 2 happies. At the same time.
At the same time.
May I ask, whose happies?
It doesn't matter what there were, two. I wore both.
No, I want to know. Well, I want to know. What kind of happies were? Yeah, woo. Yeah.
What
kind of happies were? It's like, yeah, I was wearing this happy from this idol or.
Oh, yeah, no, they're both the same group.
They're both one.
Both one, but I wore 2 of them.
Because he likes 2 of them.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
So. Only JT can do this.
Yeah, only JT can do this. So, which wolf? Which?
Green and orange.
Green and orange? No names, just colors? Alright.
Oh, you don't know them?
Not really.
It's Mayu and
Kayata.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna have to wear 2 again when I go to Singapore.
I guess I should expand my horizons.
Yeah, man, you can never go with just one.
I should add that to the list.
Heaven made made man with 2 hands for a reason.
This is good public.
I'm not going to cut that.
So what about you, Reiko? Who's your Cinderella girls? I just realized that I have no idea.
Oh yeah, like. Remember Cinderella girls.
So I'm gonna pick 2, right?
No.
Minimum 2.
Wow.
Minimum, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But
yeah, who do you like, Rico?
Karen.
Karen.
Interesting. Karen is interesting, right?
Karen, okay.
Yeah, I see. Oh,
sickly girl.
Yeah.
Okay. My stinger.
Yeah, you're another stinger. So
you're looking forward to Haka.
Actually, I already listened in the live before. Haka. In the OneFest.
Okay.
Oh, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. 2 years, 3 years ago.
I remember that performance.
Yeah, so. After 10th. The one first after 10.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's
interesting. So you're saying you're not looking forward to hearing it again?
No, I'm not saying that. Oh, okay. Don't do that. Oh. So,
I really like Takumi a lot. Like, Mika is my top one, of course, but I really, 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 really like Takumi. Like, she's been growing on me for a while now, and especially now that I've read her manga, which was amazing, and Junjo Midnight Dentetsu is just, it's perfect. So I do get your predicament where choosing one girl is hard.
Is that a predicament or a blessing?
I don't think it's a blessing. But anyway, but whatever the case, like, as much as I love Takumi, which is really, 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 really a lot, Mika is still my
the number one.
Again.
You can look at the menu as long as you have.
Oh, this is the beginning of the buffet approach.
I don't even know how to reply to that.
Yeah, me too.
You guys were just looking at menus earlier at the Cinderella Girls Cafe.
God damn
it. Shut up.
Come on, man.
Shut up.
It's not cool.
Altered, I know you like Minami.
Yes.
That has not changed, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's
changed.
I don't know.
Minami B, 100%.
Me 100%. Too.
Oh, shut up, JT.
So what are you looking forward to for the CG4?
Okay. First of all, seeing Ayape live again. Finally, Love Laika live.
Finally.
Maybe feature Nanko something.
I wouldn't mind that, but I want to see them performing together as Love Laika.
Also, well,
would you mind though if Maya and Swift don't want to do it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Dude, they're really practically the same unit.
I know. Yeah. I'm saying, it's just that I know that some people don't really like when some people.
I mean, I respect their opinion, but at this point, I don't really mind. I just want them performing together.
All right.
Even if it's a three of them at the same time, I don't mind. Also, well, I would like to see Itachi again in action. Hotel Moonset last year was amazing.
Yes. Yes.
You were at CGC?
Yeah.
Well, I was there. I was part of the live viewing.
Oh. Yeah, because CG third was really bad.
Wait, did you come to that one?
Is that? As far as venue is concerned, yes.
Oh, yes.
But it was.
I was
you were at CG third?
I was.
Where were you at CG third? Were you in the front or were you in the back?
Back.
Because if you were in the back and you didn't think that it was bad.
I pretty much sure they performed not like in the
track,
right?
Yeah.
So the track always.
We're not talking about the performances though.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, sorry.
I see the BDs now. It's like I'm seeing things I never saw during the live.
Yeah, it's always like this, alright?
The scenery, I never saw that. I just saw that. Big screens with the cameras focusing on the girls. Mm-hmm. I never saw anything behind them.
Oh,
for example,
okay.
Like, oh, they have that during the performance. Never. I didn't know there was their screen behind them, actually.
Oh, yeah, because we're too far in the back to notice that. Right,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What about you, JT? What are you looking forward to CG4 if that you're not going to?
Not going. I look forward to seeing it in Taiwan. Itachi, especially.
Itachi, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh man, what's
up? My newfound discovery.
Wow, stay away.
Wait, what?
You stay away.
Your hands are full with my hand.
I looked at Itachi first. It's not what I meant. I mean,
is that locked?
Shit. You can stay at the lobby of the hotel.
The knives are being the knives start to be sharpened already.
The knives are sharpened already.
Yeah, you guys stay at the lobby.
Like, you should probably just make sure that they stay at the lobby while I go up.
She's good. Great.
You're not convincing enough. She's fucking awesome.
Okay.
She is. She's pretty badass.
Yeah.
So, I think we're going to stop here for the CG4 discussion. It would be interesting to revisit this after the live.
you will see the reactions on the social networks, probably.
So, look forward to our reactions on the social network. We're probably going to do another episode after the live ends.
See who JT Peros after this weekend.
See. We'll get probably here to hear more about the adventures of JT in Japan.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
Some marriage proposal, probably.
Some marriage proposal.
And all those
Wait, speaking of marriage proposal, Alter, do you have anything to say about.
No.
No.
How about marketing report?
I hope it works. That's the only thing I can say.
Sorry, Higgin.
Wow.
In other news, as usual, please visit hpt.moe for more information on stuff. You've probably noticed we've started writing a little bit more articles than we've been known for. Don't get too used to that. It's not normal. It's just that stuff happens. Anyway, please donate to us your codes for Platinum Stars if you will not be using them. Again, those codes come out with a Platinum Smasher 02. We will set up a one for the CD code, so please hold on to those. As usual, you can follow at HokagoPTime on Twitter. And please send us letters and questions to the blog post. So can send us suggestions to do on the show. Say you want to review anything about the games, etc.
And how many Miku single do you buy?
Me?
Yeah.
Only
one. Not you, I mean the listeners.
Oh, right. Listeners. You're right, right, right. Guys, how many singles did you buy? Because you're right, it came out, right? Yeah.
The question is, will you be a yakai pee on the back or one of the guys sitting calm in the front?
Do you like tuna?
So yeah, please send us comments and suggestions and everything like that. Before we go, any final words from the guests, Alter?
Well, looking forward to E4. It was fun to chat with you guys here. First appearance in the podcast.
Thank you for joining us. Okay. JT.
See you guys in Taiwan, maybe?
Taiwan.
Damn.
Kelpa.
Yeah, see you guys next time, I guess.
Whoa.
Such comments. Yeah. As usual, it was Hokago P time. Your average O's Kurotsuki and Kuro-chan. Okago 2!
Oh, I like tuna though. Oh, get some tuna.